From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For Tuesday, the 6th day of August 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a high near 78 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 57 degrees. We'll run down the full week's weather report in a moment, but first, here is what's happening in the local news. At the top of the news, a Supreme Court judge has ruled against the Columbia County District Attorney. Nathan Mayberg reports in the Register Star, a state Supreme Court judge has ruled against an effort by Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chyka to obtain digital recordings from the courtroom of Kinderhook Judge Dave Delahunt. Delahunt argued that some of the recordings may contain privileged or protected information and that asking for full recordings amounted to a fishing expedition. The matter was dismissed on procedural grounds. The case is the latest legal feud between Chyka and Delahunt. In September, Chyka sought to have Delahunt removed from handling any cases involving the district attorney's office over allegations that Delahunt once made negative statements about Chyka at a Democratic caucus in 2004. Delahunt also challenged Chyka's authority to dismiss cases. The dispute resulted in delays and a decision by Chyka to prohibit prosecutors from appearing in front of Delahunt for a time. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. Over in Catskill, one of the Cat and Around Catskill sculptures has been damaged. Kyle Adams reports in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Police Department is investigating the vandalism of a Cat and Around Catskill sculpture this weekend. Dream Dog, by artist Ray Spurzel, was removed, post and all, from its location on Main Street and discarded along Factory Street. The dog is largely intact except for damage to the ears. Police Chief Dave Darling said the investigation is ongoing. Potential witnesses are being interviewed and police are examining footage from security cameras. Darling said, and I quote, "If we catch this guy, he's going to be prosecuted," end quote. The sculpture is one of 47 small fiberglass statues of cats and dogs that made up the Cat and Around Catskill open-air art exhibit. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. And our final story is from Windham, where the Meehan Awards honored youth and public service. The Daily Mail is reporting that the Community of Windham Foundation presented their T. Patrick Meehan Community Recognition Awards on Saturday. Meehan, the town supervisor for nearly 40 years, was remembered at the event as a visionary by Foundation Chairman John Quinn. Denise Meehan was on hand when the award, named in honor of her late husband, was presented to Olivia Pedrick, Eli Carpenter, Deborah Hoyt, and Michael Ryan. Pedrick is 11 years old and the youngest recipient of the award. She is an animal rights advocate, selling commissioned paintings and donating the proceeds to small animal rescues and nonprofit animal support organizations. Both Carpenter and Hoyt are retired postal employees and were recognized for their service to the town of Windham. Quinn called Ryan, a staff writer and photographer for the Windham Journal, an essential part of the Mountaintop community for more than a decade. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. Well, the weather outside is mostly sunny and fair, as the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a high near 78. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and noon, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 79. Wednesday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be cloudy with a low around 66. On Thursday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 81. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. And for Friday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 81 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. The sun rose this morning at 5:54 a.m. and will set at 8:07 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 13 minutes. That's 2 minutes less than it was yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 6th day of August 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.